Hey, it's me again. This is like the third day in a row I'm posting. Oh my god. Somebody mark it on the calendar. The world's ending. I posted more than once a week. Holy shit. Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to get some of these hornies out and take advantage of the motivation to post while I have it. And I've been really wanting to get posting it again. I need to get my head right and stop just being a weirdo and letting things affect my brain and all the things. I need to do better with my mental health. I mean, that's an ongoing fucking thing, but yeah, I need to stop pushing away the things that I actually enjoy doing just because I don't feel right. You know what I mean? But anyway, because I like coming, and I still come even when I don't post. It's not like I only post when I masturbate. That's false. I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like I don't want to, like, ramble about things that are going on, because I feel like, oh, no one's going to want to hear this, or no one's going to want to hear me ramble about this, or this personally, but I know that's just stupid, but, like, you know, if you don't want to hear me talk about something, then just don't listen. But I don't know. It's a weird balance of, like, not fully using this as, like a trauma dumping place or, like, a journal thing or something, but also just, you know, still speaking on the realities of what's going on with me and all that kind of shit, because that's just how I am. I'm super transparent, and sometimes it's to a fault, and that's okay. I learn my lesson over and over. Or no, actually, I don't learn my lesson. But anyway, that's okay. I'm feeling a little squirrely and manic right now. I'm sorry. I haven't smoked, so maybe that's why. But I also just got done going to Walmart to, like, shop for a couple things. Just, like, stocking stuffers and stuff for my mom. I always do her stocking every year for Christmas. So while I was in there, I fucking ran into my ex, and I'm just feeling a little, I don't know about it. Like, I actually ran into him, like, said hello, and we talked, and, yeah, so that's just kind of crazy, and I'm obviously touching myself now, so, and it's far enough removed that I don't have, like, any weird feelings, like, for him. Like, I'm not hung up on my ex or anything like that. It's not that. You might learn a little about masochine today. I don't really know how much I've talked about my past relationships with my audios. My ex-boyfriend, I really only have two exes. I have an ex-husband and an ex-boyfriend. So my ex-boyfriend and I went no contact, my choice, 2 Septembers ago. So about a year and a few months. So we've been no contact. I've seen him in town a couple times, like, not close, but, like, I've seen him, like, in a parking lot somewhere or at Walmart, but I've not been close enough to, like, you know that we're in the same area together. And he did text me there, like, what, a month or so ago. I think I mentioned that in an audio, saying that he wanted to be friends, and I was just like, no. But anyway, talking to him was crazy, and I needed that. I really needed that. My brain needed it, my heart needed it. I was only with him for like 10 months, and then we were like stupid friends hookup shit, like, post breakup for, like, from, like, January to September, and then that's when we went no contact. We broke up in January, and then we still, like, fucked around till September, which is not always a good thing, but whatever. And then went no contact, but yeah, before that, before the January, we dated for, like, 10 months, and it was fucking wild. Like, he was him and my ex-husband were complete opposites. So I met my ex-husband when I was 18. I've been with him since I was 18, and I was with him, fuck, until I was, like, 27-ish, 28, I moved away, I separated from him, so he took up a lot of my life, and he was, my ex-husband was somebody who I was comfortable with, you know, he's all I ever really knew, because I was so young, and he was my best friend, like, I was comfortable with him, we were just good in terms of, like, the bones of our relationship. Sex, that was, like, a dead bedroom on my side. I would classify it as that. I mean, we still, like, had sex. I would still put out once a week at least for him. Unfortunately, for his benefit, even though he always told me, don't have sex just because I want it. But I always did because I didn't have a libido, because I think my sex life sucked. Because he wasn't good in bed, and I didn't want to tell him that, and he had a very fragile ego, and I did not want to tell him that I was not satisfied in the bedroom, but anyway, that was kind of just, you know, first big go-around, so I didn't really know what to expect, and he wasn't, you know, he never complimented me, he never made me feel, like, good and wanted, like, as a, like, partner, like, as a wife, as a, you know, like, he was good, like, bone structure of a relationship, friendship, but I didn't ever feel, you know, like, sexy or wanted. And then my ex-boyfriend, he was, like, the chaos to my brain, like, accusing me of cheating, super controlling, like, you know, just very, very, very toxic. But on the flip side, he made me feel like the most beautiful girl in the world. Like, he complimented me. The sex was fucking amazing. So, it was just like two completely polar opposite relationships. And I didn't feel fulfilled in my marriage, but I was comfortable. But I was uncomfortable and fulfilled in other ways with my ex-boyfriend. So that's kind of just a little quick and dirty of my dating life. And there's been, like, lots of, I shouldn't say lots, not lots, but there's been, you know, sprinkled in a couple friends with benefits and random ass hookups over the years in between, you know, him and my relationships and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I get, like, my experience with, like, sex stuff. But I really only have ever been, like, super serious with two people, and I think that's why I'm so reserved to go back out there, because I take who I love seriously, and I hate redoing shit over and over. Like, I don't want to date and break up, date and break up, date and break up. Some people can just do that and it doesn't faze them. I can't do that shit. I'm like, oh, fuck, it feels good. I don't know how I can, like, keep talking. What was I saying? I just say that and I forget what I'm saying. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. My brain's on fire. Oh, fuck. This is more of a ramble than anything. I should just, like, talk and, like, start orgasming as I'm talking. That would be kind of hot, actually. Ah, oh, fuck. It feels good. So, anyway, my brain's just really fucked up. Not in a bad way, not in a bad way. But it just made me think of, you know, made me think of, like, crazy things. I'm like, ooh, should I? Because unfortunately, I know he'd be game if I considered hooking up again. And I was like, ooh, should I do that and, like, post shit on GWA? Because he's somebody I would trust verifying on GWA. And not having him ruin my life with what I post. Like, I would trust him in that way, that he wouldn't exploit me. But I wouldn't, I don't think I'd give him access to GWA. Like, I wouldn't want him to be able to, like, get messaged by people. And people be like, so how was Mazikeen in bed? Like, I can just imagine, oh my Jesus, that would be fucking insane. I don't need people. I don't need people bombarding my ex-boyfriend with questions about me. That's just where my brain goes. I overthink everything. But I'm also like, oh my God, that would be so fun to like fuck and post it and shit. But that's also a slippery slope. I should not get involved with him. This is what my brain does. We had one conversation and my brain's like on fire with fucking things that are never gonna happen. But I just think of things and daydream. It's a Pisces thing. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Felt a little different. I think a lot of emotions in that one. I'm not gonna cry, don't worry. I'm all right. But I just needed to kind of ramble and get that just out of my brain. And yeah. So I feel better now. Sorry, this is like legitimately probably like a ramble fap journal. Okay, I'll say goodbye now. Hope everybody's having a lovely Thursday. It's almost Christmas, or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, or whatever you celebrate. But, I'm sure I'll be talking to you guys before that. Have a good night. Bye.